Wells Crowther first wore the red bandana given to him by his father at 6 years old. Wells' father gave him a white handkerchief, put it in his top pocket, and said that it was for show, and also gave him a red one and said that it was to blow his nose with. And since then, he always carried his red bandana. Even in college, after becoming a Division 1 lacrosse player, he still wore his red bandana underneath his helmet. Wells signed up to be a junior firefighter at the age of 16, graduating in 1999. He moved to New York City and got himself a job as an equity trader at Sandler O'Neill, and his office was on the 104th floor of the South Tower of the World Trade Center. However, despite his job, Wells told his father that his heart was set on becoming a New York City firefighter. On a clear morning in New York, on the 11th of September 2001 at 8:46 a.m, the North Tower was hit by hijacked American Airlines Flight 11. Wells was in the South Tower and left a message for his mum saying that he was okay. Next to the elevators, around 200 people in the South Tower were awaiting an evacuation on the 78th floor of the Sky Lobby, when suddenly they heard a huge explosion as a second plane hit the South Tower at 9:02 a.m. The wing struck at an angle diagonally between the 78th and the 84th floors. Amidst the disarray, many of the survivors of the impact on the 78th floor were confused and had no idea what had happened. Survivor Ling Young reports that she was concerned that if they were to move, that the floor would cave beneath them. She reported that she suddenly then saw a young man who said, "I found the stairs, follow me, only help the ones you can help." And a group of survivors followed him from the Sky Lobby to Stairwell A, which was the only stairwell that remained after the impact of the 78th floor. The man guided the group down to the 61st floor, where the group encountered some firefighters that escorted them to the elevators on the 40th floor. After helping this group reach safety, he turned around and headed back up the stairwell to try and find more survivors, ascending 17 floors back to the Sky Lobby, now ablaze, where he was met with more survivors of the impact, one of which was Judy Wynn. Judy doesn't speak publicly about the events of that day. However, her husband, who met her at the hospital later that day, described how Judy had just come out of surgery and could barely speak, but told him how she saw a young man helping survivors, extinguishing fires and offering aid to the injured. Her husband reports that Judy told him the man said, "Everyone who can stand, stand now, and if you can help others, do so." Once Judy had been escorted to the stairwell, she reported that he went back to the Sky Lobby. At 9:59 a.m, the South Tower collapsed. 6 months after September 11, 2001, on March 19, 2002, Wells' body was identified in the lobby area of the wreckage of the South Tower, next to firefighters. For a while, much of the man's courageous acts remained unknown, until survivors' accounts emerged. In that May, the New York Times published an account of survivors of the South Tower. Upon reading, something instantly stood out to Wells' family. They read Judy Wynn's account of a man wearing a red bandana attempting to set up a triage. Wells' mum sent a photo of her son to Judy Wynn and Ling Young, who confirmed the man in the picture was indeed Wells they were speaking about. Because of this, Wells' story came to light. He managed to save as many as 12 people in the September 11 attacks, and in 2006, Wells was officially named a New York City firefighter. Today, the story of Wells' strength and courage lives on through the stories of the survivors who he helped save on that day. Thank you for watching this video. I think it's important that we remember the events of September 11th and those that lost their lives on that day, and also remember those that gave their lives to save others. I've left the link in the description to the 9/11 Memorial Museum.